Welcome to the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today, we're looking at an article by Brett Allegre Wood titled Human Capital and Token Capital. Satya Nadella just described augmentation.
And it's a good one, because when the CEO of Microsoft starts saying what Brett's been saying for 2 years, you sit up.
So on the 14th of June, Satya Nadella posted his thinking on the future of firms in an AI economy, and the spine of it is this. He splits a business's assets into two kinds of capital, human capital and token capital.
Break that down for me.
Human capital is what your people carry in their heads, the knowledge, the judgment, the relationships, the pattern recognition built over years. Token capital is the AI capability your firm actually builds and owns.
Right, so not just subscribing to a tool, actually building something.
Exactly. And Nadella's argument is that the two compound each other. He calls it a cognitive loop. Not a tool that speeds a human up, but a loop where the human and the machine get better together over time.
Which is what Brett calls augmentation.
Word for word, yes. Brett's been saying, augment your people, don't replace them, since the start. Nadella has just said the same thing in the language of capital and IP, which is exactly the language a board needs to hear.
Okay, but I want to push on this, because a lot of owners will hear AI compounds your people and think, that sounds nice. What does it actually mean on a Monday morning?
Fair. So here's the line Brett pulls out. You can offload a task or even a job, but you can never offload your learning. Sit with that one.
It means the AI can do the work, but the judgment about what work to do and whether it's being done right, that has to stay with a person.
Yes. And here's the part that should light a fire under you. If you don't build the loop yourself, the same AI that could have worked for you will quietly commoditize your knowledge instead. It absorbs expertise and makes it cheap.
But flip it and it's the opportunity.
Right. Flip it and the AI that can commoditize knowledge can commoditize it for you. Take your process, your way of doing things, and scale it at near zero cost. That's the prize.
Bright gives a real example of this in the article.
He does. He'd written 189 articles about his journey into AI. Last week, he turned every single one into a podcast episode. Realistic effort, one prompt.
One prompt for 189 episodes.
That's what he says. And the person who recorded podcasts the old way looks like they're out of a job, but only if they didn't augment. If they learned how to run this loop, they now have 100 jobs, not zero.
That's the bit that gets me. It's not about whether AI is coming. It's about which side of the loop you're on.
And Nadella has a line about that too. A company should be able to switch out a generalist model without losing the company veteran expertise built into their learning system. That is the test.
So your value doesn't live in which model you're subscribed to.
No, your value lives in the loop you own, your workflows, your knowledge base, your accumulated judgment in a system that improves with use and answers to you. Models change every few weeks. The loop is yours.
That's actually useful for anyone sitting on the fence because they don't know which tool to back.
Stop optimizing for the best model. Start building the loop that survives the next 10 models. That's the whole message.
What about regulation? Because plenty of owners are waiting to see what governments do before they commit to anything.
Nadella addresses that. He warns against a world where a few models eat everything. He draws the comparison to the first wave of globalization, where whole industrial economies got hollowed out while the GDP numbers looked fine on paper. The displacement was real. We're still living with it.
And his point is, don't wait for the regulation.
Make sure your firm is one that owns its loop, rather than one whose knowledge gets quietly commoditized while everyone argues about policy.
All right, what's the one thing a listener should do this week?
Pick the single worst recurring task in your week. Write down exactly how a good person does it. That document is the seed of your first loop. Turn it into an agentic workflow with a human checking the output. Watch where it gets it wrong, feed the corrections back in. That is your token capital starting to compound.
And for me, stop thinking of AI as a tool you buy and start thinking of it as a capability you build. The model is just the engine. Own what sits on top of it.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there too. Worth booking if today's conversation landed.
See you next time.